50 Cent makes perhaps the greatest announcement of his career.
Come on, man.
We got that coming
up. Come on, man.
We got that coming up in Corners of the Culture here in just a heartbeat. It's Dealing with KC on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. Plus,
we got Offset. Offset is going to be at the Masonic on March 30th. If you want to go, listen, for us to give you that cue to call for your chance to go see Offset. Oh, man, you don't want to miss this show, man.
Yeah, you got to stay locked in for the next little bit, because not only do we have the cue to call to see Offset in San Francisco, we got the key word from Mariah Carey. Now, the difference between the two is that Offset cue to call could come in any second. It could come in 10 minutes. Yeah. It could come in an hour and a half.
They found out yesterday.
They did, and they still mad at you. They send an angry DMs to the show account. Don't send them to at Elam and KC. Send them to at IMK Diddy.
I'm just saying you have to listen. That's all.
But with Mariah, it's easy.
Yeah.
Right near the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a keyword. Mm-hmm. When you hear that keyword, take it, head over to KSFM.com.
Call us.
Nope. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Gotta make sure.
Don't call and say, hey, I know the keyword. No, everybody knows the keyword. You go to KSFM.com, you enter that keyword, and that'll be your opportunity not only to see Mariah next month in Las Vegas, airfare, hotel. We've got you the whole trip covered for you. Yeah, we got the whole trip covered for you. That's coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
50 Cent made perhaps the greatest announcement of his career. No, not a new album or another tour. No, not a new sneaker line or an addition to his spirit line. No, none of that. He announced the next line of the Power Universe. After multiple seasons of reigning Kanan, fans of the popular Star series have been searching for clues about how when Kanan linked up with Ghost and Tommy. While it's not entirely clear when and where this new series will take place, the name seems to spell it out. Power Origins. 50 wrote on Instagram, "You asked, I answered. Young Ghost and Tommy coming your way. Power Origins now in development." Man, I'm so excited for this. If you're not up on the Power Universe, you're missing out in the worst way. The original, like, 4 seasons of Power are incredible. The series finds its direction again in the final season, and that leads us to the 2 spinoffs, Ghost and Force. For my money, though, the best series in the Power Universe is that 3rd spinoff. It's the prequel. It's Raising Kanan. Kanan is the character 50 Cent played in Power. Raising Kanan shows that 50 character as a kid and how he got introduced to the game. If you haven't watched, add this to your schedule immediately. I swear to you, you're missing out. Stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop with Corners of the Culture, Monday through Friday, right here on Dealing with KC. Savage here. We're Dealing with KC on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. Coming up right around the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we'll have that keyword that you need to take over to KSFM.com. No text, no call.
Just go
to KSFM.com. You can do it right there from your phone. Basically the same thing. You'll see the little entry for the Mariah Carey Las Vegas Flyaway. Enter the keyword we give you. Again, it's going to be right near plus or minus 2 or 3 minutes at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. So do yourself a favor. Don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere, especially since we have tickets to see Offset at the Masonic, and that is not a set time. That could happen at any time. Your chance to win those tickets is going to be at the Masonic on March 30th. It could happen at any moment, so you need to stay tapped into D-Lo and KC.
Hey, you want to weigh in?
Come on, man. I mean, let's talk about
Power Origins.
Give us a come on. Hey, this is what we've been asking for.
Yeah.
We've been asking for this for a while. We want to know the story of Ghost and Tommy.
I keep waiting for Ghost or Tommy to pop up on Raising Kanan.
Well, there's rumors out there. There's rumors out there that we may have seen them. I don't know. So our dear friend Jason Anderson, who is tapped into the Powerverse, he was on a Power Reddit forum and said, if you watch Raising Kanan, there's 2 guys that Kanan talks to in that little high school kid group that does all his work. There's the only 2 guys he talked to. He says a black guy, and then they said there's a white guy in there that he kind of acknowledges every now and then.
Okay.
And they believe that might be Tommy and Ghost. I forgot. Kanan is supposed to be a little older than those two.
Right. Yeah.
So okay. that's the rumor is okay. that we've seen Ghost and Tommy.
We did get one little thing in Kanan this year.
What's that?
Shorty got pregnant.
Remember, Kanan has
the son.
That's right, in the early power season.
Shorty got pregnant, and you're starting to see it come together a little bit.
A little bit.
As the prequel, Sean, that's it. Yeah, you're starting to see it come together. So, but we're always on the lookout for like Tasha and like the whole crew. So, yeah, no, I'm. Yeah, that was the one when that IG
Angela
post.
Now too on Origins.
Hey, man, he dropped that IG post yesterday, said it's in development. I'm like, when is it coming out?
I need it like this year, 2024.
How do you put a rush on development?
This thing is probably like a year and a half away.
At least. And I'm like, yo, hey, I can't wait that long, man. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
Hey, 50.
The Powerverse got
I'm
us in a chokehold.
50 got shoes, music, and spirits, and his legacy might be this damn Power Universe.
That's facts.
That's my goat.
Dare I say,
yes, sir.
Dare I say, Jay-Z, the blueprint was peak Jay-Z. That was Jay-Z when every, you know, we talk sports, right? ESPN 1320. And we talk about the prime of somebody's career when the mental reached the physical and they're on the same level. And that is the 2 or 3 year period where they're on the same level. Jay-Z, the rhymes, the commercial appeal, the popularity, the beats, the blueprint might be when he was at his zenith.
I can get on board with that.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Love that album.
Yeah. Stealing with KC here on 102.5 KSFM. Number one for hip-hop and R&B. I get sad sometimes that Jay-Z's probably not going to make another album. He's probably not going to drop more music. Like, I don't know what he can say. I'm one of the few people who like 4-4.
I love
that record. Yeah. I don't know what he would do now, but I know I'd be locked in.
I'd be locked in. I don't think we really need it. I mean, I'm not.
I didn't like that D'Angelo thing that they did.
No,
I thought that was a waste of space. I didn't like that either.
I mean, I'm not against the new Jay-Z music. I'm not against it, but I also don't really need it. We got, what, 11 albums?
Okay.
I can listen.
No, it's like 14, I think. Yeah. 13, 14.
And I love 444. You're not alone, brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. 444. What's going on?
Hello, did you guys be calling number 9 already?
Nah, we sure didn't. We didn't even looking for caller number 9.
We're not. Now, that brings up a good point.
Okay.
You know, we got Offset tickets. He's going to be at the Masonic on March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening for us to give you the cue to call. We ain't just randomly getting caller number 9.
No?
You're listening for us to give you the cue to call. When you hear that, that's when we're going to be looking for caller number 9.
Okay.
And when you hear that, you want to be that caller to 916-909-1025 if you want to see Offset at the Masonic on March 30th.
It's on the way, though.
It's on the way.
Like soon.
I can't say that. It is on the way. It's coming real soon. You got to stay locked in.
Bringing you all the positive vibes for hip-hop and R&B and right here in Sacramento and surrounding areas. It's KC's Corner.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Everyone knows I'm a big Cash Money Records fan. Uptown, Third Ward, you know. So seeing my guys Juvenile and Birdman link up last week was one of the best things I saw all last week as they linked up at a local, and when I say local, I mean New Orleans, Total Wine to promote Juvenile's Juvie Juice Hard Iced Tea. Juvenile then took to Instagram to share his brotherly love moment with his former label boss, who he referred to as, quote, his best friend. He said, quote, my best friend Birdman came through to support the Juvie Juice tour on Total Wines. You never know who you're going to see at my in-store appearances. Then had 3 money bag emojis. Juvie Juice, which I didn't know about before last week, is made with New Orleans brewery Urban South. And it's a hard iced tea that goes perfectly with Tuesdays and mixtapes, according to the company. Meanwhile, rumors continue to swirl around about a potential reunion of the Hot Boys, the former Cash Money group featuring Juvie, Lil Wayne, BG, and Turk. Birdman first teased a reunion tour in September, and speculation has only heated up since, especially after BG was released from prison in December. I need this to happen. Like I said, BG back now, so go ahead, get the Hot Boys together.
get Baby and Manny Fresh out there to be the number one stunners they are, and get these boys back on tour in 2024. Let's go ahead and get that done. You heard me?